Yakety Yak, Don't Talk Back by David Giannini. It was still June and I was still April, my mom's kid, home from college, you know, when I thought about joining a Tibetan monastery. But after all that harsh yakking against spiritual stuff from the fat old mothers on couches in our living room, each wearing a mask of makeup, I stopped believing in Meliorism, at least that day, and I wanted to look for yak butter, good in tea, they say, to smooth the way, even though I knew I wouldn't find any, except in Tibet, maybe, where clouds, too, might be shaggy like those vegetarian quadrupeds clomping on the plateau. But since we were at my mother's house in Massachusetts, you know, I wanted to leave after one yakker started waving her arms and knocking into things. Yakety yak, yakety yak. Did you ever see someone cold cock a Buddha with her elbow? Well, one yakker knocked mine clear off a side table. That's when I thought of Nirvana glue to mend its broken belly, that prosperity chamber, you know, but like no such adhesive exists or none that I knew of. So there was just that shattered Dharma dumb Buddha belly, which, anyway, held nothing from the beginning and less than nothing at the end, just like the rest of them.